was kind of a secret, and then it was like everybody knew. How did it get this far? Somebody just had to turn a blind eye.
A lot of the youth we work with have addictions to methamphetamine. For me, that really hit home. It's like, well, his actions are having a direct impact on of youth that we serve. And so it kind of makes me angry, mm-hmm. knowing that he was contributing to a major, major problem that a lot of our youth on the island face.
That was Gerald Nash and Joe Maurer, who works with at-risk youth. Both are Kauai residents, reacting to the arrest of one of the county's top officials, now facing 10 felony charges related to drug dealing. Bruhn pleaded not guilty and for now can hold on to his council seat. But if he is convicted of a felony, he will be forced out. Law enforcement authorities have laid out a damning case against him. They charge that among the sources Bruhn used for drugs was a gang known as the United Samoan Organization that operates in state prisons. Bruhn's attorney, Rustin Barbie, declined to comment at length about the case.
It's early in the case, and the defense needs to review the materials that the government will be presenting to the court. And at this time, it's just premature to say.
U.S. Attorney Kenji Price didn't want to speculate on the repercussions of the charges on the community, but he had this to say.
What we do in law enforcement is do the best job we possibly can in bringing justice to people in the hopes that what it does is deter future activity, criminal activity, and stop people from committing the types of crimes that endanger our communities.
A detention hearing is scheduled for Bruhn and 11 other individuals arrested in the sweep tomorrow afternoon in Honolulu. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.